Welcome to the Living Life on Purpose podcast with your host, Michael Cohan, the founder of the Elevate Life Project and the Living Life on Purpose community. The Living Life on Purpose podcast is a show dedicated to inspiring people to achieve their goals and live their dreams to their highest potential. Life is short. Let's learn to live it on purpose. Before we get started, we need to take a quick moment for our sponsors. Inside all of us is a powerful spark of the divine. And yet, as life challenges grind and wears down, many of us forget that inner spark. However, that spark never leaves us. And if we stray too far from it, we are unhappy in our life. At the Elevate Life Project and the Living Life on Purpose community, we are dedicated to helping you discover that inner spark in life. We offer a variety of life coaching packages that meet your needs and budget. We have group coaching, monthly mastermind calls, and one-to-one coaching. Get started today by taking the Circle of Life quiz, a free life assessment tool that helps you reveal the big picture of your true dreams and paves the road for real personalized action to take control of your life. Visit elevateLifeProject.com/life. Before we get started, I wanted to ask you a huge favor. To write us an honest review of our podcast. By writing us a review, you will be able to help raise our profile so more people can find us on iTunes. Visit elevateLifeProject.com/podcast and click on the subscribe button to open up in iTunes and write us a review. You can also write us a review on your device as you listen to the show. Thank you again, and now let's get on with the episode.
Hello, my friends. It's good to be here. It's good to talk to you guys and hope everyone's doing well. I've been thinking lately about confidence, about my confidence, confidence in general, what it means to have confidence. I've come to this conclusion that we all suffer from being both self-conscious and confident in different areas of our lives. Sometimes that we're really confident at work, but we have such high social anxiety that we lack the confidence to go out and make friends, meet interesting people. Other times we're confident with our social life, but we're afraid to start new things or meet new people. And so I was thinking about how I can boost my self-confidence, and I came up with four ways to do that. So let me ask you a question. Are you struggling with your self-confidence? Because I am at times. And I want to let you know, you're not alone. We all strive to have more confidence. However, it can be difficult to come by it at times. We often hold ourselves to unreasonably high standards, and this can have a negative impact on our self-esteem. However, if you can learn to have leverage and strengthen your self-confidence, you can generate some excellent outcomes. For instance, self-confidence can lead to healthier relationships. Confidence doesn't just influence how you feel about yourself, it also helps you to understand and appreciate others better too. Better performance. Rather than constantly worrying you're not good enough, you can devote your energy to reaching your goals. And resilience. When you're confident, you're more likely to open yourself up to new opportunities. At the same time, you're also less likely to take a massive hit if something doesn't go according to plan. So here are some quick ways to improve your self-confidence. Avoid comparing yourself to others. The most important thing you can do to strengthen your self-confidence is to avoid comparing yourself to other people. When you're constantly comparing how you look, your job, your home, and other aspects of your life to what other people have, it's much harder to be confident in yourself. The reality is, envy does have a direct impact on how you feel about yourself. Researchers have found that people who compare themselves to others are more likely to feel envy, and envy impacts how these people feel about themselves. If you're feeling envious of someone else's life, remember that the image you see at that person might not be as real as it seems. Next, look after your physical health. It's difficult to feel good about yourself when you don't feel good. Practicing good self-care and looking after your body means that you'll be in a healthier position to look after yourself in mind, body, and spirit. Start by looking at your current self-care routine. Where does it most need improvement? For instance, if you're currently eating a lot of fast food to deal with long hours at work, now might be a time to start thinking about how you can add more fruits and vegetables into your routine. If you spend a lot of time sitting in front of a computer at work, then you're going to need to start getting some exercise in your routine so you can feel at your best. It's not just diet and exercise that makes a difference either. Think about how well you sleep. If you're not getting the right amount of sleep, you'll struggle to feel strong enough to handle that everyday challenge you have to face. Next, be kinder to yourself. We can all do with a little more self-compassion these days. It's easy to be kind to others when you see someone struggling, but you're not being kind to yourself, your confidence will suffer. No matter how much of a perfectionist you consider yourself to be, it's never a good idea to beat yourself up when you don't achieve the goals you aimed for, or you feel like you're failing at something. The reality is that we all make mistakes, and being kinder to yourself when you do will make you feel a lot better than wallowing in the issues. Look at a mistake as an opportunity to learn and grow, and forgive yourself for not always getting things right the first time around. Trust that you will do better the next time you try to accomplish your goals. If you're having a hard time with self-compassion, imagine how you would talk to someone else who had experienced the same problem as you. How harsh would you be? And finally, take advantage of positive self-talk. It works. Talking to yourself isn't the bad sign of poor mental health it used to be. Using optimistic self-talk can help you to overcome self-doubt, practice compassion, and even improve your self-esteem on a massive scale. A lot of people get into the habit of so often telling themselves that they can't do something, they start to believe it. With that in mind, maybe it's time to start thinking about how you can protect yourself with some massive, more positive self-talk. It all starts with challenging those common negative phrases. Instead of telling yourself that you can't do something, try telling yourself you can. Instead of saying you can't do anything right, tell yourself that you're going to find a way to perform better the next time you tackle a similar challenge. Creating self-confidence isn't always easy, but the more time you devote to practicing these skills, the more you'll find your self-confidence and self-esteem begin to grow. Eventually, you may be confident enough to start facing your fears head on, and that will strengthen your confidence to move forward. And remember, life is short. All learn to live it on purpose.
Thank you again for listening to the Living Life on Purpose show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please subscribe to our show on iTunes and write us a review. By writing us a review, you will help raise our profile so more people can find our show. Links to our sponsors and other tools can be found in our show notes, along with other useful information. For more details on our coaching classes and programs, please visit our website at ElevateLifeProject.com, and please sign up for our newsletter. And remember, life is short. Learn to live it on purpose.